Algar Productions.
Sarcastic Voyage presents the continuing story of Contentment Corner.
Ah, good. Come in, Miss Donovan Sorrentino. I'm not saying all of that.
It's Donovan Sorrentino Takahashi von Smitsner.
Yes, I rather think it is.
Can I sit?
I don't know. Can you?
What are you, an English teacher? But all right, I'll play your little game. May I sit?
Yes, I suppose you may. But I shouldn't get used to doing so in this office. Not if you want to be my assistant.
So, you're probably wondering why I'm here.
No, I'm certain it's because you're interested in the position as my assistant.
I've come about the job opening.
Aggressively competent executive assistant needed immediately for powerful and devastatingly beautiful CEO.
Yes, that's the one. How did you know?
Call it a third sense.
So, are you the assistant I'd be replacing?
Well, no. As it happens, I'm the CEO. The one from the advert.
You?
If you're wondering how you're doing in this interview so far, I'm afraid I must inform you that the answer is not at all well.
It's just that you're so...
beautiful? Perhaps devastatingly beautiful?
Oh, you're lovely. Beautiful isn't even really much of a stretch.
You're so kind.
But what are you, 20 years old?
23, as it happens.
23? You can't be devastatingly beautiful at 23. Beauty like that comes with age.
All right, I'll bite. Who would you describe as devastatingly beautiful?
Well, not to be immodest, but...
you? I suppose in keeping with your age equals beauty postulate, you must be positively overflowing with the stuff.
Well, I didn't want to say.
Oh, didn't you?
But I have been described that way on more than one occasion. Perhaps when you reach the age of 27, you'll see what I mean.
27, eh?
I know, I don't even look it.
On this, we are most assuredly in agreement.
So, why was it you wanted to see me again?
Oh, I decided to hire you for the position.
Position?
Yes, the assistant position.
Oh, that was easier than I expected.
Rather. Now, as our first order of business...
are we starting now?
You've someplace better to be? Now, be a dear and go over to the stationery cabinet. Yes, that's the one. Now, open it. And take out a legal pad. And be sure it's a proper yellow legal pad. I'm very particular about this.
Right. Wouldn't want to get caught using illegal paper.
Exactly. Now then, you have your legal pad? Good. Now, choose a writing implement. Whatever you're comfortable with will be fine. On this, I am not especially... oh, you've chosen a yellow highlighter to write on the yellow paper. An excellent choice.
It seemed like a natural choice, since they match.
Indeed. Now, take a memo. Ready?
Ready.
Memo is as follows. Fire my new assistant.
Got it.
Could you read that memo back to me?
It says... I can't read what it says.
Possibly because you've written on a yellow page with a yellow marker.
Possibly.
Let me help you. It says... excuse me, I need to take this.
Shouldn't I be answering that?
You'd think so, but... well, I'll explain after this telephone call.
Well, all right, but hurry it up. I don't have all day.
Zizix Cosmetics, Gornadetto Jones speaking. Oh, it's you. I thought we agreed you should only call my mobile. Phoning me at the office is... well, it's quite naughty.
I wasn't going for naughty. I just really need to talk to you and I couldn't get you on your cell. Sorry, your mobile. Which reminds me, should I get a mobile for my little sibling here? I understand that visual stimulation is crucial in the first few months of development. No, not that kind of stimulation. I'm talking about a baby. The baby I'm apparently raising by myself. We just talked about all this at the hospital the other day. My mother died in childbirth, and my father's been institutionalized because of the grief. Yes, very much like a character in a Victorian novel. No, not one of the smutty ones. I'm trying to talk to you about the very real, very unsexy problems I'm dealing with right now. Like what? Well, like the thing I just told you about. My parents? Me having to raise this child on my own? While still having to... What? Fine. Whilst still having to finish my senior year, compete in 11 sports at a varsity level, and... Oh, yeah. No, I wish you'd let me finish, because I was listing my problems in ascending order of seriousness, and the last one was a real... Well, no, there's no way we can get this conversational ship back on its proper horny course. I'm sorry, Gornadetto, I just have too many other things to deal with right now. I was hoping I could get a little support from... If all you're interested in is sex... Yeah, all right, and phone sex. And sexting, which is a type of phone sex. If that's all you're interested in me for, then I think... No, I wasn't going to say I think I'll stop whinging and give you what you want. I'm not even sure what whinging is. Well, if it just means whining, why did they put an extra... You know what? Never mind. If that's all you're interested in from me, I think we need to end this relationship. Yes, I'm serious. No, I'm not... Yeah. All right. Yes, fine. No, don't... Don't worry about returning my shirt. I don't really need it. Yeah. Yeah, I... No. All right, okay, look, I'm gonna go now, okay? I love you. Wait, no, I don't. Sorry. Didn't take me a minute to get used to that. Yeah, I don't love you anymore. Right. Okay, bye. She didn't even let me get to the part where I'm in charge of St. Corby soap now. All right, Untitled St. Corby Project, I'm coming.
Well, that was downright demoralizing. Now how am I going to source another virile, vigorous, and potent boy toy?
How vigorous are we talking?
Are you still here?
What kind of an assistant would I be if I just left while you were on the phone?
But you're not my assistant, you ridiculous woman.
What? Of course I am. You just hired me. Don't tell me you don't remember.
I didn't actually hire you.
But you just said...
I know what I said. I was doing a bit.
A bit of what?
I was pretending to hire you so I could then fire you, because I am not remotely interested in employing you.
Going with another candidate, then?
Yes, I'm sure there must be... Well, as it happens, no one else has actually applied for the position.
A win by default is still a win.
You didn't even bring a CV with you.
A what now?
I suppose you'd call it a resume?
Are we talking about a document that summarizes my work history and education?
Yes, that's the fellow.
I would call that a resume, because that's what it's called.
Now see here!
1968 to 1987, sole administrator of Contentment Corner Lighthouse.
Quite impressive for a 27-year-old.
1987 to 1992, sex education instructor at Contentment Corner High School.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Then there's a 25-year gap.
Well now, some prospective employers might consider that downright suspicious. Have you an explanation for this gap?
Not one that I'm currently allowed to acknowledge.
Oh, it's all right. What was it then? Cryogenically induced supercoma? Or did you anger some minor god who happened to be passing through town?
Neither of those. It was time travel.
Yes, time travel. Of course, I should have guessed.
So when I reemerged in 2017, I took a position here at Zizix Cosmetics.
You might have led with that one. Yes. All right. Fine. You're hired.
Officially? You're not just doing another bit?
No, not this time. But I'm not using this absurd moniker of yours.
I earned every name in that hyphenate through sweat and blood. My sweat, their blood.
Nevertheless, if I addressed you by your complete name every time I needed something, we'd never get anything done.
I'm afraid this is a deal-breaker for me.
I don't think you realize just how tenuous your position here is. But all right. I've just endured a breakup and I'm feeling strangely conciliatory. Why don't we split the difference and I call you Miss DSTVSS?
DSTVSS. Yes, I think that should cover it.
Capital!
All right, so, as an employee of Zizix Cosmetics, I think I now have the proper clearance to ask you something I've been wondering about since you arrived in town.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Why are you paying each individual citizen of this town a rather generous living wage to gaslight Zizix Jones?
Oh, my dear Miss DSTVSS.
Really does roll off the tongue, doesn't it?
Indeed. But I'm afraid you've fallen into a rather common logical fallacy.
I do have a habit of falling into fallacies.
I'm not touching that one.
More for me.
Any hoodle, surely you know there's no such thing as gaslighting.
I beg your pardon?
Gaslighting? This is a very recent term cooked up by, I believe, the internet to describe a phenomenon that doesn't actually exist.
Of course it exists. When you gaslight someone, you go to ridiculous lengths to convince them that the truth is not real. It comes from a movie from the 1940s.
That is what people believe, yes. But I'm afraid there was no such film.
But you are writing paychecks to every single person in Contentment Corner.
Until this company reopens its doors, yes.
That's an awful lot of money. Billions? Maybe even millions.
It's nothing. Think of it as merely a bit of economic stimulation whilst the town's largest employer gets back on its feet.
I thought Zizix was the second largest employer.
Yes, well, our primary objective at the moment is destroying St. Corby Soap, thereby ensuring that we are, indeed, the town's largest employer.
Oh, is that our primary objective? Perfect. I know just the thing.
Where are you...
Employers love a self-starter. Rest assured, I can take care of St. Corby with one simple action. Back in a jiff.
But you haven't even... Self-starter indeed. Very well, then. I suppose it might be amusing to wait and see what that ridiculous woman intends to do. Ugh. I must relocate this office away from the perfume vats. Every time someone opens that door, it positively reeks of whale vomit in here. That's better. I suppose it makes sense that nobody else applied for the assistant position. Why would they when we're paying for their every sad little whim? That is indeed a considerable sum. And the Tordovian mobsters who staked me are going to want a return on their investment soon. But putting money into these yokels' pockets serves two important purposes. First, it keeps poor, insane Zizix locked up in that mental institution for believing all that claptrap about ghosts and demons and the like. It's all true, of course. But since she's the only one saying it out loud, having her committed is simplicity itself, leaving me in control of this very valuable brand. And of course, soon, those checks will stop coming. And Joe Cornfield will start wondering where the next mortgage payment is coming from. Why, look at that! Zizix Cosmetics is open for business once again, and they're hiring! Who wouldn't want to work for the powerful and devastatingly beautiful Gornadetto Jones? She's the one who gave us all that free money! Yes, Mother, you may have indulged in the occasional evil scheme in your day, but this one far eclipses anything your extremely narrow ambition could conceive of, if I do say so myself.
Well, that answers a lot of my questions. I mean, I had every intention of working on my book today after I retrieved my typewriter ribbon from the bushes here, and now I guess I actually need to do that, instead of just saying I'm going to write today and constantly finding other things to do instead. Not that that's what I was doing. I really need to find my typewriter ribbon and get myself a coffee and maybe a few more steps in. But now I go back to the lighthouse and get to writing because this is huge. I mean, what kind of person just reveals a whole bunch of stuff about themselves out loud just because they think nobody's around to hear them? Oh, right.
Hey,
Okay, the baby should be down for a couple of hours. That should give me time to do my trig homework, go over the playbook for Sunday's big game, and schedule a meeting with the union rep at the factory. Should probably make sure we have enough formula to feed the baby when...
Now why on earth would my grandson be concerning himself with baby formula?
Oh, Grandpa Funch! When did you get into town?
I've just arrived. When I heard that my son was in a mental ward, I hopped on the next available plane for Contentment Corner. Of course, I was in the South China Sea at the time, so it was an extremely long trip.
You were in the sea? Oh, sorry, where are my manners? It's great to see you, Grandpa.
What are you... Are you trying to hug me?
Yes?
Men don't hug, and they don't care for babies.
You mean they don't like them? Because I bet if you got to know them, like, individually, you'd find a lot to recommend them.
No, I mean a man doesn't nurture. That's woman's work, boy.
Oh, well, I don't know if you heard, but my mother...
Yes, I know all about what happened to your mother. And your father should be working on finding a replacement. Instead, he's strumming his lips in a padded room.
Grandpa, I know you're very particular about certain things, and I mean no disrespect, but you're being a bit insensitive right now.
Of course I am. What would a man know about sensitivity?
Who's this man you keep talking about?
Me. You.
Oh, I, huh?
You may think of yourself as a boy, but circumstances now demand that you step up. You're the interim CEO of a corporation, for God's sake. You should be in a suit and tie at all times, and you're not even wearing a shirt.
Listen, Grandpa.
I've been in town less than 30 minutes, and I've already spotted 17 things I disapprove of.
17?
17. I'm extremely disappointed in you and in my son for raising you so poorly.
What? Dad did a great job.
Do you know I walked by the nursery on my way in here and it wasn't painted pink or blue?
Well, no, Mom and Dad thought...
It was some kind of off-white color. Eggshell or something. I don't know. Knowing colors is women's work.
What?
I don't even know if this new grandchild of mine is a boy or a girl.
Well, what difference does that make?
It makes... all the difference.
Well, as it happens, I'm, still not sure. It's kind of a funny story.
Somehow I doubt that.
Well, Grandpa, you know... Wah! 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 Oh, actually, that's the baby. I should probably see if they're okay. I'll be right back.
Now, hold on, just... Wow, there he goes. Well, I definitely don't approve of this clock.
Oh, hey, Geode, here's the solution to all your problems. Your business-savvy grandfather come to assist you. Oh, no, just kidding. He's actually a whole bunch more problems in a conservative suit jacket. Well, at least I can hide in here with the baby for a while, because there's absolutely no chance Grandpa's coming in this room. Well, hang on, where is the baby? And what is that window doing wide open with the curtains drifting in the wind? And this note. Baby kidnapped. Additional note to follow. Well... I guess I have to deal with this now. And Grandpa's not from this town. If I told him the baby had been kidnapped, he'd probably want to call the cops about it. We really don't need to bother the sheriff with this. After all, this is Contentment Corner. Every baby gets kidnapped. Like, all of them. It's just a thing that happens. Like a little game or a rite of passage or something. I don't know why it happens, but I know it does, and that's why they put GPS chips in every newborn. And that's how I know that my little non-gender-specific sibling is... here. Oh my god, it's you!
Season 4, Episode 4 of Contentment Corner featured Christy Brannan as Quandary LaCroix, Leah Friars as Gornadetto Jones, Bill Manning as Funch St. Corby, and Amanda Smith as Ravina Donovan Sorrentino Takahashi von Schmitzner. It was written and directed by Ron Algar Watt for Algar Productions, copyright 2024.
Well, no, there's no way we can get this conversational shit backed onto its... backed onto. It's a Freudian slip there.